here's a story from The World.
In Iraq, thousands of Yazidis are fleeing their historic homeland, an area near the border with Syria and Turkey. The Yazidis are an ethno-religious minority in Iraq, now caught between two battling neighbors. Reporter Yasmin Mosiman has more from the Sharia camp in northern Iraq.
Iman Jalal stands patiently in the camp administration office, waiting on her cardboard box of food aid. She's only 18, but she's already fled home 3 times. She was 10 when ISIS's murderous rampage in Sinjar sent her family bolting out of their house to this camp. And she was 13 when the plastic tent they were given was eaten away by an electrical fire, a common occurrence at the camp. The family was scared of dying in the next fire, so they decided to go back to Sinjar. But as of last week, they've returned to Sharia camp. The army and the PKK started shooting at each other. We were frightened. The bullets hit our house, he says. On May 1st, fighting broke out between the Iraqi military and the YBS, a militia comprised mostly of local Yazidis, with strong ties to Kurdish PKK insurgents from Turkey. Back at their new tent, the family shows me pictures on their phone of bullet holes in their house caused by the latest bout of fighting. They say they huddled together in one room until the fighting stopped long enough for them to brave an escape. All my siblings were scared, so we were forced to leave and return to Kurdistan, says Jalal. And she's not alone. 10,000 civilians have fled on the same routes they took almost 8 years ago. That's when ISIS killed and captured around 10,000 Yazidis in what the United Nations has described as genocide. Men were slaughtered en masse. Women were subjected to sexual slavery. For some, last week's events triggered memories of the genocide. Even for those too young to remember it, the communal trauma endures. Faiz Haji also recently fled Sinjar. Whenever the children hear any shooting, they run to their moms. And they say, ISIS has come for us, he says. Haji thinks the only solution is for all armed groups to withdraw from civilian areas in Sinjar and leave security to local police. Protesters have been gathering daily in Sinjar, calling for the same thing.
We came to the street to demonstrate against all of them. We say we don't want anyone except local police and like intelligence of Iraq.
That's Dr. Hussein Rasho, a physician and activist from Sinjar. He's been one of the main protest organizers. He says the sheer scale of violence at the center of a civilian area prompted them into action.
We didn't see such thing like that since 3rd of August 2014. I mean, Yazidi genocide that happened when ISIS invaded.
The grassroots protests started small, with only a few people, but in the last few days, over 1,000 people have shown up. That's a lot for a small area. Rasho says Sinjaris feel stuck in a tug of war between different security actors and don't know who to trust.
Like, if you came to Sinjar, you will see like many checkpoints and mixed from the different military groups.
Sinjar is disputed between the federal Iraqi government and the Kurdistan region. A security agreement signed 1.5 years ago between the two governments has failed to simplify the maze of armed actors operating in the area. Besides the Iraqi army and Kurdish rebels who Turkey regularly launches airstrikes against, there's also Iran-backed militias. Locals say all these actors don't have the best interests of Yazidis in mind and have hindered efforts to rebuild the still dilapidated town. Fighting has stopped for now, but those who fled think the quiet is suspicious. Iman Jalal says she won't return until the people of Sinjar hold their fates in their own hands. Until then, she'll have to sleep alongside her siblings, with one eye open in this 4x4-meter plastic tent, always worried about the next fire. For The World, I'm Yasmin Mosiman, Sharia, Iraq.